plan around us. Our government is spending like hundreds of billions of dollars a year on weapons and military. Like, it seems like they're prepping.
We've been very busy up collecting apples for doing our cider pressing. How this process works is you throw them into this hopper and it grinds them. Just keep turning and turning and turning. You see the cider comes out the bottom here. After the cider is snapped for a while, it will turn it into hard cider or whiskey. If a crisis happens, we can barter. It's very, very valuable.
You see how it is? It's easy to feel a little left out of the prepper community if you live in New England and if you're not fairly right-wing and conservative politically, but I just don't spend my time worrying about storing guns and ammunition. Our security comes not from stockpiling weapons, but from having a community that respects each other, supports each other, and we have each other's backs.
Some people say, oh, I just want to have guns. And frankly, I think that's pretty stupid. Marauding bands come, I'll show them how much great food I've got, I'll invite them to some sort of feast and charm them, and then if I decide that they could be useful and cooperative, great. And otherwise, I'll poison them or cut their throats in their sleep or something like that.
We have become a nation that expects to be taken care of. We think that there is always going to be some white knight and horse that comes in to rescue us. And more often we're seeing that that just is not the case. I suppose that there are some people who do in fact think that I'm paranoid and gloomy, doomy, and why do I waste my time thinking about this? But here's the reality. Because I've spent a lot of time preparing for the worst case scenario, I can afford to be cheerful the rest of the time.
Que sera, sera to the end of the world.
After 1221, all gone, decimated, over, no more, kaput, T-H-E-I-N-D, the end. That's what's going to happen there.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have to give you some very important piece of news. Let me tell you confidentially that the end of the world is at hand. I'm saying it so confidentially that I'm shouting it from the rafters, from the rooftops. Yes, the end of the world is at hand because the world is filled with sinfulness that has come from sinners like you. Right? So the end of the world is at hand, and fire and brimstone shall rain down from the heavens.
Really? That's wonderful.
They say the end of the world is going to come in 2012. I say, why wait that long? Why not now? 2012? Put a semicolon between the 20 and the 12, and what do you get? 20.12! At 20 o'clock! 12 minutes past 20 o'clock. Let it come right now. What? It's already 23 past 12. Well, anyway, somebody made a slip up somewhere, right? So let's go backwards and rectify it in time. Okay? So fire and brimstone shall rain down from the heavens, right? The oceans shall open up. The earth shall part into two, right? And all of you will go down into the never to emerge from there till the end of time.
Really? That's wonderful.
As a matter of fact, your sins have been visited upon the entire world. They have been visited upon my mind. They have unbalanced my mind. They have unbalanced the entire environment, the topography of the world, the troposphere, the top of the troposphere. That's right. All your feelings and sins. There's no remedy now. The world has got to end right now. But as they say, already 23 past 12, and we were waiting for 12 past 20, right? So, this means you've got to give nature a little bit of help, right? The world has not ended, and fire and brimstone has not rained down from heaven. Therefore, we shall make it rain down upon earth ourselves.
Contract today. The name of the project is Surefire Survival Community.
If you want to prepare for disaster, Brian Camden is your man. The 55-year-old civil engineer is the owner of Hardened Structures. He's been in the business of building bomb shelters for 20 years. And right now, that business is booming.
Right now, it's probably a new project every other week. Well, our biggest seller is a six-person prefabricated steel shelter that sells for about $38,000.
Demand for all kinds of survival supplies is up. There's the ordinary, like these 55-gallon barrels sold by Shelf Reliance for water storage, and the extraordinary, like this order for a 900-ton steel ark, which can hold 185 people and food for 5 years. This in the event there's, well, water everywhere.
Obviously picked up with the earthquake in Japan, so the unrest in the Middle East. I think the economy has a great deal to do with it.
Costco has seen a surge in sales of freeze-dried food, and the company Underground Shelters has had inquiries jump by 400% since the earthquake in Japan.
This isn't the first time there's been a boom in bunkers in the U.S. During the Cold War, there were no less than 200,000 bomb shelters across the country, many of them home shelters. According to the Wall Street Journal, an article from 1961, one Chicago company received 1,000 orders in just 1 week for fabricated steel shelters.
You like to read? Perhaps you've heard of this book, the Holy Bible. Its verses are full of stories of the great apocalypse or the end of days. Are you scared? You should be. This is Apocalypse Now Insurance. Here at Apocalypse Now, we believe that just because all your friends and family have died, doesn't mean you have to as well. That's why we've hired a staff of experts to labor over thousands of different scenarios that are apocalyptic in nature. Those scenarios are filed right down here, where semi-trained experts study, evaluate, project, and decide which course of action to take to survive these scenarios. Scenarios include political upheaval, alien invasion, robotic uprising, Mother Nature, the Antichrist, or the more likely scenario, zombie outbreak. In fact, 99% of our three experts agree that when the world comes to an end, it's likely to be that the undead will rise again.
Is anybody here? Can anybody save me at all?
Now you're probably asking yourself, what does this have to do with me? Well, let me tell you. When alien spaceships descend to Earth, when dead men punch through their graves, when the end comes, will you be ready?
Probably not.
Will you stand and fight?
No.
Will you survive?
Probably not.
But we will. And for a small nominal fee, we can provide all the services you need to survive as well. Insurance for the apocalypse.
Thank you, Apocalypse Now. Now I can go live with my family again.
Before 2012, we'll throw in our alarm button and our defense. More proactive survivors, fast nuclear an AK-47 with spare ammo, a Bowie knife, and a hand grenade. It's only $200 a month from now, all the way to the apocalypse, which might be sooner than you think.
For the end of the world for years.
I foresee the potential for a disaster that's catastrophic.
CNN caught up with him in 2009 as he prepared with food, weapons, even anti-radiation pills, all for this year, 2012.
I'm talking the collapse of civilization.
Pace is among the doomsdayers worried that December 21st, 2012 will be the last. That's the day when the ancient Mayan calendar is set to end.
Their calendar does not end.
But that talk of the end of the world, sheer nonsense, says top scientists. In this YouTube video that NASA put out, experts explain why it's just another day. Their scientists take all of the rumors one by one and debunk them. Among the theories is that a large planet known as Nibiru will have a close encounter with Earth, wreaking all kinds of havoc.
So this enormous planet is supposed to be coming toward Earth. But if it were, we would have seen it long ago. And if it were invisible somehow, we would have seen the effects of this planet on the neighboring planet.
Thousands of astronomers, expert and novice, see nothing of the sort. Another theory is that the planets will somehow align, causing devastating tidal waves. Two problems there. There is no planetary alignment taking place, and even if it were, only the moon and sun could have an effect on tides on the Earth, says NASA. Experts have also dismissed other theories, like the shifting of the Earth's magnetic poles or solar storms. To some, it may all sound like fantasy, but there are quite a few people who are really afraid, mostly because for the past several years, the internet has been abuzz with talk of the world ending on December 21st, 2012. David Morrison, senior scientist at the NASA Astrobiology Institute, says he has been inundated with emails, including a message from two parents who said they were planning on killing their children and themselves ahead of the day.
I have received thousands of emails that were sent to NASA's website, asking astrobiologists, asking about all aspects of this strange 2012 doomsday hoax, including many children who are really scared and say they can't sleep, they can't eat. Some have even said they're contemplating suicide.
Morrison has put out a Doomsday 2012 fact sheet. He says he's looking forward to December 22nd, the day after, so that the world can get a